Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Where's the good news? I need some good news today, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone.
We all need some good news, right?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hi there, how are you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Land with countless dreams.
Another hour of the program underway for a Tuesday. A little chilly out there. Weather's taking a turn, but we've been very, very lucky, so no complaints there. I have noticed over the last, I'm not even going to put a timeline on it, but there has been for some time way more news I would characterize as bad, as in frustrating, as in you got to be kidding me, compared to things that have you go, that's nice, that's great, that's wonderful. And so day after day after day, seeing what's happening play out in front of us in this country, in this world, in our communities, it can get to be just kind of a drag where you're just, everything's negative. So I thought today might be a good day to just find some positive, you know, find some good things. We have Jimmy Failla later on in the program today. We have the new executive director of the Republican Party in North Dakota. We're going to talk about quality health care and what defines quality health care. We'll do all that next hour, but this hour we have open phone time to talk about whatever you would like to talk about on the program today. But my focus is on good news. And evidently, Kirk Cousins knew you needed some good news last night, Kevin.
I was just going to say, Vikes win, baby. So there you go. And Philly might be eliminated, and the Diamondbacks might be going to the World Series. So there's a couple of sports good notes for you.
Game 7, Texas-Houston last night. Texas wins in
yeah, it's weird.
Commanding fashion. Came back from being down a game in that one to win it, which is awesome. And so now it will be them and the Diamondbacks. We'll find out another Game 7. Can't script it any better. And you know what? This past weekend we had great hockey up at the University of North Dakota. That was fun. I'm a fan of not immersing myself as in life or death in sporting events, but using it as a fun little activity to get out and think about something different. And so those are good things. But I don't know if we can hang our hat on that as the good news. It's just that's a good thing, you know. But you weren't thinking about who the next speaker was last night at the Vikings.
No. A couple of observations I'll tell you, too. The Twin Cities, Minneapolis, Minnesota's taken its hits, and, you know, it should take its hits. It's done some, complete lunacy and out of St. Paul, some stuff. But, yeah, last night, the Minnesotans were out in force. It was purple everywhere. There was a lot of San Francisco jerseys, too, which was weird. But one thing I noticed, Scott, walking through the tailgating, every race, every creed, every color, all hanging out, throwing the football, barbecuing, eating, hanging, wearing purple, and get into the stadium, same thing, all the different, all races, all creeds, all colors, everybody's having fun, and in the end zone it says, end racism, and in the other end zone it says, it takes all of us. And I was commenting to the folks we were with from Hot Spring Spas. I said, it should say end racists, end racist jerks. Say that, because racism, systemic, whatever, blah, 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 it was nowhere to be seen anywhere I was around U.S. Bank Stadium or in it last night. It's just not true. So I'm not buying it. It was an awesome night. We had great people of all colors all around us, having a great time. So,
by the way,
that was my one observation.
I thought similar things about things that are up at the Target Field. And I've done a little digging on this to say, you know, why would for instance, the Minnesota Twins organization want to have something in center field that celebrates George Floyd?
It
doesn't compute for me. Because, obviously, we're not exactly talking about a model individual. And, obviously, you can have your opinions on the trial of Derek Chauvin or whatever. We have more information on that to judge that now. But I learned something that drives that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Behavior is probably the wrong word. That kind of activism, if you will, by the teams. And it's really, Kevin, dictated by the players' unions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the players' unions are flat-out woke. They're like, the people that are on campuses right now cheering Hamas, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And anti-Israel demonstrations. They're a loud representation of a loud minority amongst the players who think, we better bully these teams into doing things like that on their helmets or on the field or whatever. So I don't blame the teams for that. I blame the players' union. So they get woke.
I would agree. Yeah.
But you know what? What you described is a great release. I mean, that's some good news from all the other things that are happening. Listener says, "Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya. The world is burning, so let's sing kumbaya." I'm not a kumbaya kind of guy, but I believe there are good things happening every day where we live in this world, and those are really challenging to break through in any kind of a way that sort of inspires us to say, isn't that great that's happening? It's so wonderful it's happening. Because the bad news just wins. So, I think I'm not trying to be Pollyanna here. I'm not trying to be kumbaya. I'm just saying, hey, is there good news out there? What would be an example of it? Because there's plenty of bad news, and we could spend every show, every day, every hour doing exactly, what everybody else is doing. Here's all the stuff you should be mad about. Here's all the bad news. I just thought maybe we try and pull out some good news today. So if you got any examples, bring it on. Here's one. The House of Representatives has not passed any new spending in 3 weeks. There is a way of looking at a rather stressful situation of Republicans not operating the House in a positive way.
There
you go.
Exactly
right. Exactly right. They have not passed any spending bills, so we're not adding to the debt. So, good suggestion there. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Another listener here says, if you're watching woke sports, you're part of the problem. You can't complain when you're supporting it. I love football more than anything on TV. I walked away when the kneeling started. That's how you create change. To that you say what, Kev?
I need a few things in my life. I don't care about a few idiots that decided to kneel in the whole league, and all of them found out how that worked out. So they've come back around. The whole thing of it is just kind of hypocritical to me. It's like I didn't see any of that anywhere. We were all like I said, all races, all creeds, all colors having fun. I get it. But I'm not, there's certain things in my life at this point that I'm not going to just walk away, because I enjoy it. It's the entertainment of it. So that's my deal, and you don't have to watch it if you don't want to. How's that?
Yeah, and I'd also say it's welcome in a time in which we live, It really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I came home last night from that digital addiction thing, and the bikes are on, and, sit there with my wife and watch the game, and it's not life or death. It's not, throwing purple bricks around the place is just a diversion,
exactly.
Something else. Yeah.
Life and death will be there when the game's over.
Exactly. Crystal has some good news for us. What is that, Crystal?
Well, hey, thank you for good news. Yes, October is Vision Awareness Month, and October 15th was White Cane Day, and Mayor Mahoney had a special proclamation about White Cane Day. Anyway, one of the things that I'm involved in is with Lions. There's three different clubs in the Fargo area, about 115 members. And we've been part of distribution of books called Grandpa's White Cane. We presented 82 hardcover copies of this book to the public schools at their district office. Superintendent Gupta was with us. We had a Fargo president of one of the clubs there. And overall now in the past, I'd say 6 weeks, we've been part of distributing over 400 paperback copies to places, Ellendale, Edgley, Lemoore, Oaks. We've got people who are teaching the Hederite colonies where the young children are learning about vision problems and the blind. And I wanted to share that with your audience because, Scott, you have your own newspaper. I compare your show to a newspaper that gets stuff out there that we don't read about in any other paper. You have the power to help change people's minds and give them some good news. And I wanted to share that with your audience today because we're helping people all across North Dakota.
And by the way, joining a service club like you've done, Crystal, great way to just sort of opt out of the negative news cycle and be part of something positive, and that's a great example of one right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. Doesn't make the bad news go away, but it recognizes there are some good things happening here. And rather than wallowing in the bad, let's talk about the good. Give me some other examples. 271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know when you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Think about that. That's a hat trick. That's unbelievable. And nothing like being mentally above the water in challenging times, right? Give you that little extra edge. Hot water increases the circulation to the brain, which makes you smarter. So think, but get the kids in the hot tub. Better grades, better work performance. Brilliant. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. The saunas, the spas, perfect as we as the weather
That's
turns.
That's that guy here. Right there. He'll tell you all about it.
Gotta love it. Exactly right. Vince Webker, or as Jay Thomas calls him, Hot Tub Vinny.
Hot Tub Vinny.
And the crew at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Dan Hammer, one of the sales reps over there, texted me over the weekend and said that he promised a customer that he would say hi. The customer was from, I forget where, somewhere in Minnesota. But it was kind of cool. Always appreciate that. Oh, yeah, here it is. Valley City. Sorry, Valley City. Just sold a tub, hot tub to a guy on Saturday in Valley City who told me to make sure I tell you he listens to you every day. There you go.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Yep. Hello, new hot tub.
The Hot Spring Spas team was all, like, gathered here for the game last night. There was a couple of gals in from Sioux Falls. Some of the Minneapolis reps were here. So, yeah, there was hot tub and sauna peeps everywhere. It was awesome.
Yeah, big time. All right, 21 past the hour. Question for today. How do you cope with bad news when it's all you get, morning, noon, and night? Do you tend to sort of wallow in it, or do you try and find some sort of release from it? I'm on a quest for some good news today, and I know there's a lot of examples of it out there. Although if you press me right now to say, here's 10 things that I could consider good news, I'd probably have a hard time. Because we're in the middle of this grind right now, nationally, internationally, I mean, locally. We had a terrorist attack in North Dakota where 3 law enforcement officers were shot. You know, think about that. Just think about that for a minute. Not that long ago.
When you say news, Scott, it's like, well, you know, good news. I mean, our family gets good news. My friends get good news. You know, people are getting married. They're having a baby. There's all sorts of good news in our lives, you know, with things like that. But when it comes like the national news or the world view of the world, you know, the world we live in, when it comes to our groceries and our gas and our lives and our heating and et cetera, there's no good news there. And why is that? Well, let's go, Brandon. I mean, you know, we're always going to have good news in our families, with our friends, in our lives. But, you know, the good news comes with, like I got great news. My great niece, Carly's getting married in June. The not so good news is, how are we going to afford to go? You know, it's like, all right, yep, we're all excited. Such great news. All right, now we got to figure out with the price of everything, how we're going to make that happen. So it's good and bad news, I guess. But you know what I'm saying?
I do. And, you know, I agree with you, you know, as far as things that come up in your family, that's great, because that's the good news. That's the diversion. Those are great things. And I know there's good things that happen every single day. They happen in workplaces, they happen in homes, everything else. Let's just celebrate a few of those just for, you know, an hour, one day, just to do it. 701-271-1100 if you have any examples. 701-271-1100. Call us. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. This texter says, the function of liberal Republicans is to shoot the wounded after battle, hence the speaker fight. This is about liberal Republicans continuing to spend money unchecked, and now the liberal Republicans are extremely ticked off after the conservative Republicans ousted McCarthy. So it's payback time. Now they'll burn their party down to get their way. Prove me wrong. The facts are the facts. These liberal Republicans vote in lockstep with Democrats. Just look at their history. You know, I agree with you that liberal Republicans don't act in the best interest sometimes of those of us that consider ourselves not liberal conservatives, but conservative conservatives, right? I would also acknowledge when you have a very small, very slim majority, that better a liberal Republican than a liberal Democrat. Because we at least have the majority, and we could do things like oversight, and we can put together a great package at the border, and we can do these things we couldn't do without it. So they're a necessary tool right now. I mean, get the number, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 to 20 Republicans like five of these in New York alone that run in Biden districts. So they might be considered a liberal Republican, but they're also the only way you have a majority. So welcome to adulthood, right? I mean, you've got to deal with people who are in different places on that spectrum than you are on the conservative label. That's called governing, and that's what the Republicans need to get back to. This speaker issue, says another listener, the speaker issue has created more brevity on the Israel issue, given some time for things to play out without any rash decisions. That is positive. Interesting take. So you're right. There has been less laser-like focus on the speaker race because of what's happened in Israel. I would also argue it's one of the reasons that the speaker needs to be the speaker soon.
Right.
So, you can send a message to the world that we're united about what's happening and not having our own little food fight here. So, and by the way, they're continuing to do their work in committees. Hunter Biden prosecutors are being interviewed today by the House Judiciary Committee. So, you know, there's things that are happening behind the scenes, but not to the degree that we want them to happen. But that's interesting little take and a way to say that's positive. Okay, I'll take it for you. Take it for you. Bring it on. I have a different take on the canceling of the whole woke thing, says another listener. I'll actually cancel a local dentist who has the tranny flag on their door over a corporation. Corporations have hundreds of employees who do not agree with the nonsense, and I'm going to let a select few take away things I enjoy and ruin lives of those on my side politically because of being in the crossfire. The local dentist is the top dog, and his employees probably all agree with them. I'll cancel them. There's a lot there. But take the point. Another listener says, good news, my son Hunter has a birthday today. When it comes to bad news, you'll always see me wearing a smile.
There you go.
Keep the smiles coming. That's beautiful.
Happy birthday, Hunter.
Happy birthday, Hunter is exactly right. They have had one of their little votes in the House caucus today. I think what they're doing is they're literally going to keep voting until the last man standing. There's eight right now, and Politico is reporting that Pete Sessions was the first to be dropped from the ballot, and Tom Emmers received the most votes on the first ballot.
Oh.
So, there you go. They are down to seven now, it sounds like, and they'll continue this and see how that plays out. It'll be good news when we have a speaker again, and it's beyond time. All races, all creeds, all colors, says another listener. Is that what you just said? Fancy hearing that from you. If you stand for Israel, you stand for murder based on racism. You have to have blood dripping from your teeth.
What?
I would have the exact same response to that comment. What?
What?
Can I explain that? Yeah.
Dig into that when we come back.
I think what they're saying is the bad apples, but more after this.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be x-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told a judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law. A verdict has been delivered in the San Francisco, California trial of the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer. David DePap has been found guilty. Prosecutors say Nancy was the intended target of last year's attack, but she wasn't home, so the attacker went after Paul Pelosi as police were arriving at the home. DePapp apologized to Paul when he took the stand Tuesday, and he still faces a second trial on state charges. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash jeans while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating a bridesmaid, you accidentally bring him to the wedding. If you pour yourself a Merlot to go, you dig your fries and you catch up on a bumpy road. You spill the beans.
Back on What's On Your Mind. We're looking for the good news today. Bring it. 701-271-1100. Gotta have good news to counter the bad news out there, folks. That's how we're choosing to be positive today. 701-271-1100. Our telephone number, if you'd like to weigh in on that today, you can also text us at 701-237-1590. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience awaits for you today. Cheeseburger, bacon, hot dish in Castleton. Pizza, hot dish on 9th Avenue Southwest and 45th Street, Fargo. There's meatloaf or pulled pork over mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12 to 9:29. Breakfast tater tot pie today. Euland has tacos. Glendon has stew. Harwood has pulled pork sandwiches or pulled pork with mac and cheese. Swedish Meatballs, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue location. And chicken pot pie or a hot beef sandwich at the PetroServe USA in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Quick update on the speaker race. This Congressman Palmer has dropped out now, so they're down to six. So, and they're evidently going to continue to vote until they have a House-preferred candidate that will then go to the floor, and there's been some people suggesting that the House Republican Caucus is going to stand behind whoever they pick. So whoever comes out of this, the drama will be gone as far as, you know, the House floor votes, supposedly. We'll see. That passes for good news. If they get their act together today, all
right,
the better. Yeah, let's
Yay.
Go. Yeah, exactly right. So, all races, here's a listener's comment we're trying to unpack here a little bit. All races, all creeds, all colors. Is that what you just said?
That is what I said, yep, at the game last night.
If you stand with Israel, you stand for murder based on racism. You have blood dripping from your teeth. Palestinians are God's creatures too. I did not know you are such
that.
Racist. Yeah, I mean, if you stand for Israel, yeah, who just endured a horrific 9/11 style terrorist attack, you stand for what's right in this world, not senseless murder. And I'm telling you, every day more stories come out about this. It's one of the reasons I'm trying to talk about good news today, because it is horrific. I mean, the stories you hear, like the dad and two boys. You hear this one: the dad and the two little boys were running for a shelter to go under one of the bomb shelters, and the terrorists let them go into the bomb shelter and then threw a grenade in there that killed the dad. The 7- and 9-year-old little boys come running out, wounded but not dead, and they shoot them. This is Hamas.
Yeah.
Talk about blood dripping from your teeth. Hello.
Well, what the texter needs to take out of that is race. Okay. My point was that there was all races, all creeds, all colors at the Viking 49er game last night in Minneapolis. Everything went off without a hitch. Everybody had a great night. We were surrounded by all kinds of folks from all, you know, walks of life, I'm sure, and all races, creeds, and colors. What you want to call out is radical Islam. What you want to call out is the murderous, terroristic behavior of Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Jihad and, I mean, the rest of it. That doesn't have anything to do with race, my friend. It has to do with religion. So I would say just get that right. Nothing racist about standing with Israel against Islamic terrorists. So I stand with Israel. I stand with Lutherans, with Protestants, with Catholics, with everyone else against that too, by the way. So, you know, that's where I would correct you there.
Another listener says, how long would it take if Biden lifted all regulations on the oil industry that he put on to get us independent again? 6 months, 9 months? We're going to be in a world of hurt if the Chinese kick us in the Mediterranean.
They can't turn it on overnight. I remember Lynn Helms and I'm talking about that, but it'd take a bit.
But what a welcome change that would be.
Oh, amen.
And you know what else? This jihad against pipelines has to end, too. It really does. You have Ilhan Omar and AOC and that ilk wanting to have a national ban on CO2 pipelines. By the way, we've had two CO2 pipelines operating flawlessly in North Dakota for a long time. One of them helps with enhanced oil recovery. And if you look at the coffers of North Dakota, you heard Governor Burgum yesterday talk about all these rainy day funds and the general fund balance and the legacy fund. Billions and billions of dollars that come from what? The oil and gas industry. So imagine if you can enhance oil recovery and do more of that with the CO2 pipeline. But you got people that want to ban the pipelines. You can't build a pipeline right now. We could sell a whole lot of our natural gas to Japan and other places if you could just pipe it to the West Coast.
Yes.
Environmentalists won't let that happen. So,
yep.
That'd be a lot of good news if we could get Biden to lift the regulations on the oil industry. Unfortunately, he is currently held hostage by the eco-terrorist.
Yeah. When AOC talks, too. When the bartender gives out the, you know, huge swaths of knowledge that she somehow has acquired being an NYU grad and a bartender. What qualifies you to know anything about anything exactly?
Texter says something positive nobody's talking about. The whole issue with the speaker being ousted, McCarthy, is mostly constituent-driven. That is healthy in our democratic republic. I think, I don't know if you went out there and said the majority of the American public, did they want Kevin McCarthy speaker or not, where that would have landed. Certainly Matt Gaetz and seven of his colleagues were hearing enough from their constituents. They felt solid about being able to join with all the Democrats and go in there. So make a change. Anytime the grassroots has a victory, I think you're right. You celebrate it. No doubt about that. I just don't know exactly where the grassroots were at on Kevin McCarthy, because I think Kevin McCarthy did, given the slim majority, some good things that deserve some credit. And I think most of the animosity towards him from Matt Gaetz and a few others was personal rather than professional, which is never good. Lister says, I thank God so many times a day for living where I live, the food he graced us with, the health we have, because in the end, God is in control. I also pray for our enemies, that they see the light before they see hell. We have so little control over this mess the world is in, so I help those in need in my life, sort of baby steps to brighten someone's day, and it helps me too. That's the text of the day so far. You aren't a kidding. Be grateful for what you have, where you live.
Amen.
The basics of a meal, a roof over your head, the good health that you have.
Running water.
There's some good news things. I love that one. Thank you for that. Let's see what else we have here in the way of comments. The Rhino House will partner with the Democrats to get a Rhino speaker. Just watch. You know it's coming. Conservatives are forcing them to expose themselves. It sucks, but it's necessary. There is a strain in that comment that leads me to a trait of a trait of conservatives in general that tend to, as bad as things are, anticipate that they're even going to get worse. That's not a trait I would consider healthy. So let's hope for the best.
No.
They're sorting this out. There's now, let's see here. Tom Emmer was the top vote getter in that last round, 78. Johnson had 34. Mike Johnson, well-respected member of the House. Byron Donalds was at 29. Hearn from Oklahoma, 27. Scott, 18. Bergman, 16. Sessions, 8. So Sessions is out. Palmer's dropped out. And now the six left are Emmer, Johnson, Donald, Byron Donalds, Hearn, Scott, and Bergman. And they're voting again as we speak. You want good news? There's 61 shopping days left until Christmas, says another listener. Hey, there you go.
Very good.
There's plenty of time to pick out the perfect Christmas gift. And by the way, take the next 61 days and every day buy a different gift at MyPillow.com. And I guarantee you, as long as you use the promo code Scott and get a great deal, and you wrap that up and put it under the tree, when your loved ones open that, they're going to say, wow, 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 wow. Gets a great reaction, gifts from MyPillow. So thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. Another listener says, hey, Scott, when you think about it, most of this country has been feeling stressed really since 9/11. Our world was turned upside down. We went to war. We had 8 years of Obama sowing the seeds of division and socialism, followed by the nonstop attacks on Trump, and now this disaster of a resident of the White House. It really is hard to find good news. Sometimes you just turn off the TV and put on some good 80s music. They end with this, Kev. They did manage to find some good news.
Yeah.
This weather means no mosquitoes.
Yeah.
See? Exactly right. And I agree a lot of what you're saying. This is why I think it's important for us to recognize, as the earlier caller did, hey, you know, pray for enemies. Pray for those that are misguided in all this. Direct your uneasiness about the world in which we live and have been living in for a long time to some of those things. Great suggestions here today from the listeners. Another listener has a comment for one of our earlier texts to that Moonbat that said, supporting Israel's murder, remind me again how many Israelis parachuted into a rave and murdered over 200 people.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And how many Israelis went door-to-door burning down houses with people in them? That's right, there weren't any. But thank you for being stupid, says one listener about another. Good news, says this listener, with all the events happening in the world, we're getting closer to Christ's return. Then there will no longer be any more corrupt governments in the world. Yahoo. Another listener, if Emmer gets in, I guess we get a Democrat speaker after all. You watch, I'm on the mark with this one. All right. I think Tom Emmer's a Democrat. He's a Minnesota Republican. And he certainly is had his fair share. He's kind of an anti-Trumper, Kev. He was a lieutenant of McCarthy's. I think he's better than most, I would say. And maybe someone that can bridge the divide.
Yeah.
That's not unimportant in this.
I don't see Rhino in him. Yeah, that's the only thing.
You do or don't?
I don't. I don't see. I think he's kind of between the establishment and a Rhino. We've had him, it seems like a good guy. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it takes. He's a personable guy. I think you describe him well. He's sort of in the middle between, you know, the Gates wing, if you will.
Right.
And the flat-out Rhino appropriators that want to spend more and more money. But I'd also argue maybe that's what we need to get this place to work and actually get some things done. All right? This just out, a National Weather Service winter storm watch for much of western and north-central North Dakota from late tonight through Thursday night. 6 or more inches of heavy snow possible.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W 40 gallons. Quartz are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King size candy bars, $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkin County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Listener says, hey, good news, I'm going to New York City with you and your wife. That is good news. Glad you're coming along. We have few seats left for that, by the way, and you know what? There will be good news there. We'll see the incredible Big Apple Christmas spirit. It's there, like the Rockettes. You're watching the Rockettes. It's Christmas spectacular with a live nativity scene, and you're saying, "I'm in the middle of New York City." That is some good news right there. A live nativity scene, a story about the real story of Christmas and Christ's birth. It's pretty amazing. And there's a lot of it. Hamilton, incredible amount of talent. The Broadway show, we'll get to see that. Has some great meals together, a little fellowship. I guarantee you'll think a lot less about all the bad things that are happening if you join us on our New York City trip. Eighth annual listener trip to New York City, November 28th through December 2nd. Loaded up with everything, including two trips to Fox News Channel. Not one, but two. We're going to visit Fox and Friends in the morning. And then be in the audience for Gutfeld later. Jimmy Failo will be there as well. Jimmy's going to join us next hour, talk a little bit about the Gutfeld Show, everything going on, get his take on what's happening in the news. Looking forward to chatting with Jimmy.
That, nobody knows New York like that guy. I think he drove cab there for 7 years. So he can approve your itinerary, I'm sure.
He can.
Will.
And 9/11 Museum, there is, Ellis Island. I could go on and on about all the things that are included. If you want to see the full itinerary, go to am1100theflag.com, am1100theflag.com. Or if you heard enough and you just want to go, here's the number to book your seats right now or ask any other questions you might have. 952-898-3478, extension 228. It's a long number. So I'll do it one more time nice and slow. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Okay? Lister says, hey, here's some good news. How about getting gas to southeast North Dakota so we can have cheaper heating and don't have to pay the high rates of the RECs in North Dakota? That's a brilliant idea that is in the works. In fact, I think the dollar amount set aside by the state was $150 million to incentivize somebody to build that pipeline so we could use North Dakota natural gas to heat more homes in North Dakota. It's a great idea, but we have to actually get it. I mean, there's natural gas in plenty supply out west, and some of that goes in gas processing pipelines, goes in feeder pipelines to gas processing plants, but not enough of it comes this way. So we're heating our homes a lot of times with Canadian natural gas. Makes no sense. So that would be good news if they could pull that off. I'm 100% in agreement with you. Anybody that was headed for the Main Street Summit in Watford City, which was scheduled for today and tomorrow, they postponed it because of this winter storm watch that's out for much of western and north central North Dakota from late tonight through Thursday night. So they're saying 6 or more inches if possible. That is, Kevin, the first winter storm watch advisory we've given since what? Probably March?
Yeah, April, maybe even.
April, maybe,
yeah, it's that time, though. It looks like it's going to be a chilly Halloween, too, for the kids. But hopefully we can hold any kind of serious accumulation off so they can at least get trick-or-treating in the warm clothing.
All right, more of your answers to our question of the day. Give me some good news. Listener says, as a trucking owner, operator, I can tell you with how bad freight rates are, combined with increased fuel costs, if fuel spikes to $6 to $7, most trucks will go out of business. By the way, it's $5 now. So it's over $5. Huh. You're already seeing it, he says, with the consolidation of the huge companies. This is the biggest threat to national security, in my opinion. Wow.
Yeah, I would agree.
Wow.
It all comes down to fuel and gas and fossil fuels. All of it. Everything.
Somebody says Obama is still running things. How can that be good news? That's not good news.
No, that's not good news.
No.
You're right. Him and his team.
Another listener. Cheap plug for New York City. 29 days until we go. Absolutely. Let's go. We'll find some good news. And there is plenty in the Christmas spirit, for sure. Listener says, when do we have this fight in the party? Is there ever a good time to take on the establishment? The establishment never likes MAGA unless it's to help them across the finish line at an election. I'm tired of a Democratic light party. I hope the Freedom Caucus blocks Emmer at all costs. Why should we cave in for another soft Republican like Emmer? All right. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. You need to stop saying Matt Gaetz's constituents partnered with Democrats. That's a damn lie. McCarthy didn't have a large enough majority to overcome opposition. The fact that Democrats wanted him gone, too, had nothing to do with Gaetz. Linking the two is disingenuous. There was a vote. Do we vacate the Speaker's chair? 8 Republicans joined every Democrat in saying yes. Like it or lump it, those are connected. Now, I would also say we are where we are. So let's find some dang good news here and get a Speaker that can make the House run and get back to the business of putting the focus on oversight and fixing the border and everything else that's bad, cutting spending, tackling the debt. That'll be some good news. All right, last one of the hour. The good news is living in a free country, the United States of America, where families can and will be sitting around the Thanksgiving table celebrating and giving thanks to God. wonderful time with families, for all the wonderful food and freedoms we celebrate in our country. Thank you, farmers. Our forefathers fought and lost their lives for all of us to be able to have the freedoms we enjoy. Also, great news, we are going to New York City with the Flag Group. Well, good for you. Glad you're coming along, and thanks for a good reminder about the country we live in, the greatest on the face of the earth. We did it, folks. We found some good news. I love it.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Backup.com.